There are two aspects that it's important to understand. One is the policy side, and in 2008, the Commission published what is called the Smart Borders Package, which includes the visa information system, which basically means issuing and checking biometric visa for third country nationals, which should be starting next month. This is a rather long process, which will take place in stages, so it's not going to happen immediately. But there was also a publication by DG Home, by Commissioner Malmström, setting out its intentions in the policy sphere in the next few years, including the borders, and it includes, in fact, proposed systems such as entry-exit and registered traveler program, which foresee a role for the automated border crossing systems. But that's on the policy side. This means that if the proposal goes through the Council, it becomes an EU legislation and then has to be transposed in the national law, at least in within the Schengen area. Now, on the other side, we have individual technological initiatives by some member states, which include things like ABC systems, automated border crossing systems, or systems gathering and analyzing advanced information, like gathering an analysis of the advanced passenger information or passenger name record data, which is used by some other EU countries already to some extent. But because some of the member states are already doing some of these initiatives, Frontex is looking at the possibilities to harmonize the systems and increase the compatibility between these systems. And this is to make sure that we don't have 27 different systems that are all different and are incompatible.